Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Now, I've been practicing mindfulness.
Have you?
Yeah. I actually thought one night I'll brush my teeth with the opposite hand. And let me tell you, it is difficult. And the thoughts that were coming into my mind at the time, because you know how they say other things will take over. Well, the first thought was, this is really difficult. I don't know whether I can do this anymore, but there you go.
Look, I'd like to welcome to today's show Dr. Stephen McKenzie, who has over 20 years of experience in researching and teaching a broad range of psychological areas, but he is the new author of a book called Mindfulness for Life. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you.
So what's the book all about?
Well, it's about how mindfulness can just help everybody in their daily life. It can help people who have various psychological or physical conditions, but it can help just everybody to live their life more enjoyably.
So how do you practice mindfulness?
It's just a matter of being aware. It's a matter of being aware of what is rather than trying to escape from what is by thinking about the past or the future. So it's just about fully connecting with what is.
So how do you practice that? For anyone listening today, how do you actually practice mindfulness?
Well, it's really just about fully connecting with what's in front of us. So if we're eating, then it's a matter of not doing something else at the same time as we're eating, but just being fully connected with it, fully tasting the food, fully smelling the food, fully seeing it. And that can be an easier experiment for some people to try with a glass of wine rather than something to eat. But it's a very natural process of just fully connecting to it.
So what you're saying is go for a walk, but don't take the iPhone with you to listen to music or take telephone calls.
Oh, exactly, just to really do what we're doing. If we're playing with a child, just to do it, not be worrying about the mortgage, just to totally connect with what we're doing. It's really very simple and very natural, and a very young child is a good teacher of mindfulness because that's what they do naturally.
I mean, from a psychological point of view, like when we all grew up as kids, we didn't have all this technology. You know, and when you talk to young people today, they sort of stand there and they look at you and they go, you're serious? You used to pull a truck around the block with your brother and play cars and do those sort of things. But is it really about living in the present?
That's right. It's just being really connected with what we're doing. And that means it can be a lot easier to do that. As you say, it was probably easier when we were younger because there are less distractions. And so just to be connected with one thing instead of trying to do several things at once is really a good starting point.
Do you meditate? Can I ask you that?
Yes, I do practice the formal mindfulness process.
And how important do you think is the art of meditation in people's lives?
I think it's very important because it helps us just to come back to what is and to not get overwhelmed with things, not to react to things. We're in a position better when we're being mindful. We're in a position where we can respond rather than react. In other words, to maintain consciousness instead of having our consciousness distracted or distorted by things. And certainly the process of formal meditation, and in the case of a mindfulness meditation, this just means basically going through the body, because one of the beauties of the sensations of the body is that they take place right here in the present moment.
But for people listening today, and, you know, say if they find themselves in a stressful situation, it might be at work or it might be at home, how can they immediately go to that place that does relax them?
Well, a key to mindfulness is really letting go, because we tend to hang on to things and we tend to hang on to so many things that our minds get cluttered. And so mindfulness helps us get into a state. It's like a mental floating. It's just a state of letting go of those thoughts which we think is so important. We tend to identify with our minds and think that we are our thoughts, all those busy circling thoughts, which would be a sad thing, but we're actually more than our thoughts. And mindfulness, a lot of mindfulness is just letting go of that incessant thinking that we tend to engage in.
Dr. Stephen McKenzie, it's great to have you on the show today. Thanks for your time.
It's been a pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.